This is George Burr. He's the assistant chief of Belmar Fire Department. Big benefit coming up on Friday. George, how'd you get involved in fighting fires, man?
Started about 30 years ago, 1981. My father was a firefighter, a volunteer firefighter in Wall Township.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather was a volunteer in Bradley Beach back in the day. My brothers are involved, so it was just a natural course of action.
Kind of came through the family.
Absolutely.
What is it about fighting a fire that, you know, we don't understand the general public, what's going through your head. We're all running away from that damn thing, and you guys are running towards it.
Yeah.
What is it that attracts you?
Either, you know?
I mean, you don't get it either.
One, it's the rush. Two, you're giving back to the community in a big way.
Yeah.
You know, we were always, you talked to a lot of the guys in the department, and they're all very community oriented. They want to give something back, and this is the best way to do it.
How long have you been doing it now, Joe?
Like I said, since 1981, about 34 years.
34.
Yeah.
Wow, all with the Belmar Fire Department?
Well, I started in Wall Township,
mm-hmm.
and then when I moved into Belmar for a while, I joined over there, and I've been there ever since.
Were you with the department during Hurricane Sandy?
Oh, absolutely.
That must have been a really a tough but amazing experience for you guys.
Oh, it was incredible to see, because just a little history. Belmar Fire Department is three distinct companies. There's Goodwill on 7th, there's Union on 9th Avenue, and you have the Hook and Ladders, which are over on 11th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And at that particular night, everybody came together in such a way that it was just, I mean, we got washed out. We took a lot of water in our firehouse. We're currently in the process of rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to move our operation to Goodwill to run, to cover the town. West Belmar over here on 71 stepped up and let us use their firehouse over by Mr. Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we just had everybody, you know, everybody fell into place. And for almost 2-3 weeks solid, we were running night and day.
Wow.
Just doing, you know, the standard alarms. We had a couple of actual fires. We had we did a lot of water rescue stuff. Guys in the boats,
right,
going door to door. So we just kept busy.
So you guys all kind of came together in much the way that the community did in general, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
As well as we got a lot of help from Pennsylvania, Northern New Jersey. They were sending guys down to stand by with us and bringing food, clothes, you name it. I mean, they were just whatever they could to help us out.
We're chatting with George Burr. He's the assistant fire chief at Belmar Fire Department. What are your current needs? I mean, I know you're rebuilding from Sandy, but what are your current needs? What are we raising money for?
Well, the town does give us a budget each year.
Of course.
But what we're looking to do is augment the budget to do more with it. We always are in need of pagers, because in volunteers, we live by our pagers, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Communications equipment. We're trying to get where every guy has a portable radio, so if they're in a fire, they get into a jam, they can communicate with each other. Turnout gear is always a big one, because that's a big price tag. You know, and just day-to-day stuff, training. Even that comes with a price tag. Everybody thinks, oh, training good. No, if you bring in an instructor, they get a stipend.
Sure.
Or if you got to go to, we're looking to go to Middlesex, because they got a really great fire academy,
mm-hmm.
you know, second only to Monmouth County.
Right.
Let me give them a plug. And so that comes with a price tag, as well as just what we need around the firehouse. You know, cleaning supplies, because we maintain our own firehouse.
Mm-hmm,
if you
will. Yeah, you never see a fire truck go out dirty, do you?
Oh, no. That's the first thing we do on Sundays. But we got lucky because my daughters are ROTC in Wall, and they do community service hours, and they come in now on Sundays and wash our trucks for us.
Nice.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, yeah.
We're really excited to be part of this fuel concert on Friday at the Headliner. Tickets are $25 now and $30 at the door. They are available. Grab them now. Fuel at the Headliner, small club, big band, that sort of combination, plus a ton of local openers.
Oh,
that
God.
Sort of combination is pretty lethal, man. I mean, if you're running into a fire with fuel, you're looking at trouble, right?
Well, I was just one of the fire triangles. It's oxygen, air, oxygen, a fuel source,
mm-hmm.
and then the actual fire itself. So yeah, we do have fuel with us at all times, if you will.
Do you guys still do those fireman challenges game where you put the empty keg on the rope and you hit it with the
those
hose on either?
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. That still goes on. And believe it or not, it looks like fun and games, but it's actually you're learning a skill set.
Yeah? What do you learn?
With the hose, you know, how to control the hosing, because when you have a lot of pressure coming out of those things,
yeah.
you know, they can go, they'll whip around on you any which way they want to go unless you got control of it. So you learn control, you learn, and, you know, there's...
It looks like a lot of fun. No,
it does.
It does. We should put you up on the rope.
I'm ready for that, man. Put some beers up there. You'll see how I'll break records over there.
What else do you guys need over at the Belmar Fire Department? What if there's some volunteers, people saying, you know what, I've always wanted to join up, but how would someone join?
Well, that's the other thing, too, is we're looking to do more recruiting and retaining, because the hardest part is getting people to volunteer, because they don't realize that it's all volunteer.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of training involved with it. And so we're trying to get more people involved and then just retaining them, because after a while, they start moving, they get married, they move off, they go elsewhere. So I don't want to say it's an revolving door, because a lot of the guys I've been with have been in the department for almost 40-some-odd years, 30 years, you know, 20 years.
Is there a website we can go to?
Yeah, there is a Belmar Fire Department website.
Okay.
Yeah. You can go right to the borough's website, too, and it'll link you right to us also.
Okay. Cool.
Very cool.
Cool. Yeah. Well, we'll see you guys out on Friday, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be out in full force. What other messages do you have for people this morning?
I just wanted to, if we could, real quick. I would like to thank the following sponsors to the event also, besides the RAT. I mean, it's great having you guys on board. I've been a long listener since you started around here.
Thank you, man.
And
fortunately, we have not had to call you guys for any major fires or anything like that.
Never mind. The Aquarian, we want to thank them. With ShorePoint Distributors, Honda Generators, Motor Media over here, Coastal Modular Group. They've been doing some really good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, getting things rebuilt around here and such.
Yeah.
And just look, tickets are still available. Come on out. It's a good time. You know, you rock, you have a good time, and it's for a worthy cause.
It's an excellent cause, right? Yeah, absolutely.
I always got your back, Georgie.
Hey, and I got you guys back, too.
It's Georgie's assistant chief over at Belmar Fire Department. Good morning, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Friday night at the Headliner, make sure you check out the show featuring Fuel. It's 95.9 The Rat, a little after 9:01, and...
Did I just...